Sunday shirt as well.
Something more. The Kesef Min Olam Kesef Min Olam. It says in the Mishnah that the Isha is miskadeshes bekesef. Min Olam that she's miskadeshes bekesef. The su hodet nano avzake bebite bekidusha bekesef bestaru bebie. Min Olam the mekanye bekesef bekesef de avur. Sen Rashi is mashma. Maybe Rashi says it klo. Bekesef minolon, hoche iker. Le'el, agav gore, noki de leterutza loshen kinyin emasnisi. And the Gemara really said that the mocker was, kicha kicha mizdeefroi. Now the Gemara is really bringing out a different mocker for kiddushi kesef. A different mocker to kiddushi kesef. The Gemara is trying to find a different mocker for kiddushi kesef. The maskana the Gemara will ask in Dalad Amud Beis what happened to Kicha Kicha. But the Vail, the Gemara is talking going without the Kicha Kicha. Gemara is going without the Kicha Kicha. And the Gemara is trying to find what is the Mokir of Kiddushi Kesef. What is the Mokir of Kiddushi Kesef? The Gemara says, Be Kesef Minolam, Oche Ike. It's interesting. So now the Gemara doesn't know Kicha Kicha. I'm a super gefir baruch ber. If this shlav of the Gemara will not be a din ma'ase kicha, could be a lot of things will change. Cause my minish gevus da aloche of kicha kicha is neefre. The su the second kasha does not have zaki bebidim kedusha bekesef b'shtar bebiyem minolon mekane bekesef bekesef da'avur. So I'm skipping on Rashi. Minolon hanachtarti the mekane bekesef kedektoni b'masnisin uminolon shav zaka boi kedektoni yosom. Minolon de mekanye bekesef bekesef de avur. So the ra'o is medayek already loshen Rashi. That in Rashi is meduyek that it's the same kashif from before. Question number one: shteid in the Mishnah bekesef minolon. It's the first kashif. Shteid in the Mishnah bekesef minolon. This is the first kashif. Second kasha, state in the second Mishnah, Avzake bekesef b'shtaru bebiye. So bekesef, the same kasha, bekesef minolo, and chutzim that, minolo, that the father. So it's b'ezim altogether two questions. One kasha bekesef minolo, and we ask is the kasha, sai, an arm Mishnah, sai, the Mishnah in Ksuvas Menvavam Udbeis. And the second kasha is, uminolo, the kesef da'avua. Uminolo, the kesef da'avua. This is the seder of the two kashas. The Ra'o himself learns, so we have to repeat the Kasha again. The Kasha, state Kesef. Nochamo, state Kesef. Zal Bekasha. Zal Bekasha. He learns Kilo, it's three Kashas. Bekesef Minolon. And the second Kasha is Minolon that she's miskadeshes al yedeo vio Bekesef. That if the father takes money, he could make a Maisa Kiddushin for his daughter. And the third kasha is, and taka that the money in the end belongs to him. Lefi Rashi, and this is the Pashtas Asugya, the Gemara is not handling what is the mocker that the father could be Mekadesh's daughter. Maybe the Gemara was relying on the Pasuk as Biti Nosati Laisha Zeh. Well, see, Toich Kedei the Gemara, maybe we'll start to try to figure out Mechates that the father could be Mekadesh. Oh, but the way Rashi is learning the Sugya, the Gemara never discussed the question, Mechateisa, that the father is the owner of his daughter. The question of the Suga is, Mechateisa, that is a Musag of Kiddushi Kesef, and Minolo, that the Kesef goes to the father. The Gemara had Episod Svore, that the money will not go to the father. So there's two questions. Minolo, that is a Kiddushi Kesef, or Minolo, when is Kiddushi Kesef, Minolo, that the father gets it. Minolo that the father is the owner to make a Maisa Kiddushin, that is not a noise in the Sugya. That is not a noise in the Sugya. Minolo that the father is the one that could make a Maisa Kiddushin. Shuma, it's not the noise. Is a noise Kiddushin Kesef? And as a neisa, even the father is the owner to make the maisa kedushin, make a taste that the money goes to him. This is the way Rashi is maimin, and this is the way we all learn the sugya. The Ra'o mida wissen what the Ra'o exactly wants to learn. But at least the Ra'o is medayek that does what state in Rashi. Rashi says, Av Zakai, more about now the Mishten Ksuvis. Av Zakai bebitu, bekidusheo, bekesse, beshtaru, bebir. Av Zakai bebitu, bekidusheo, bekesse, beshtaru, bebir. Rashi says bebitoy shehakesef iyeh sheloy legabi kesef vehu mekabel ashtar vehu moisro lebiyo al korcho leshem kiddushin boido nairo. So the word zakai lefi Rashi is not the same as kesef and shtar and beer. And kesef, the word zakai includes that he owns the money. Not even that he could do the ma'aseh kiddushin, Rashi is so busy that he gets the money. B'shtar already, Rashi says, stam, that he's the mekabel. Not that he's the owner of the paper. And bia already, Rashi says that he could moiser her l'shem bia. So what does zakai means? He has the koyach. He has the strength. He has the power. Zakai and kesef means he gets the money. It's interesting the way Rashi is uptaging the word zakai. Zog de shita mekubetzes and ksuvas memvov. Rashi was bothered with a kasha. Av Zakai, bekidusheo. Finish here. Don't write bekesef shtar v'bia. Say Av Zakai, bekidusheo. Zakai be'aforas nedoreo, be'maise yodeo, u'bekidusheo. Now what is kiddushin? If it's kesef, it's kesef. If it's bia, it's bia. El Zakai, Av Zakai, bekidusheo. What is Kiddushel? Who will learn? The Lord must have the Kiddushin. What is Kiddushel? My name is the Av Zaki Kiddushel, Bekesset, Bishop, Bekesset, Bekudo, 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 Av Zaki Kiddushel, learn Kiddushin. What is Kiddushel? Zog the Shita Mekubetzes, Rashi understood that Vice Tois, Shita Mekubetzes, Tam and Ksuvis, is like the one that learns every word in Rashi. Not every Shita Mekubetzes and Shas is like that. Ksuvis, every word they learn. The Miri says in the beginning of Masech, the Dikduk Rabbi Seinu, we said, Kekilu Asaras Adibros, every word in Rashi. Zog the Shidim Mekubet says, Rashi learned Vais Tois is three Chidushim. Chutz from Av Zakai B'Kiddusher, I would say maybe means that he's the Bailim, that he could be Mekadosher, that he's the one that does it. Aber is a Kneichim, Bekesef, Beshtar, Bebir. And Rashi is trying to shtel, what are the Chidushim that if the Tana would write B'Kiddusher, I would just think that he's the Mekadosh. He stands under the chuppah. But I would not know chidush A, B, C. I would not know these three chidushim. And of them, Zok Rashi is three chidushim in Bekesef, Beshtar, Bebir. And what are the three chidushim? Bekesef, Shehakesef, Sheloi. And we'll see, it's a whole sugya. That even if the Av is Zakai, I would have a tzad that the money doesn't go to him. This is what we're going to learn in the sugya. Could be that the father is the Mekadosh. Aber ve'eim el edido. What is the Chiddush Shtar? So Rashi could have said like the Meiri, Sha'anayor shelo, he gets the paper. All this paper was a ganze zach. The Shavapur, the paper sometimes was worth money. Lotzor ha'plitz l'chuso, he owns the paper. Rashi didn't say it. The Meiri says, maybe Rashi did not say it, he didn't feel that there's a Chiddush in it. It's really included in the Chiddush of Kesef, can say. Could be crazy, but the Gemara says we said that Kiddushin, even if the Yisur HaNoi, you could write a shtar. So it's not mashma that this is the Chiddush, that, and the case that it's worth money, he gets it. Rashi says, under a Chiddush. I'll see later. Teisa Rosh says that a shtar is no Chiddush taka. Maybe it's agav the other ones. What is the Chiddush? Rashi says, what are the words of Rashi? V'hu mekabel ashtar. I would think that the shtar has to go to her. The father wants the Mekadosh his daughter bebiya. He could do the bia himself. Sorry, he could do the bia himself. What? He could do the bia himself? Why not? Mekadosh. I mean, the bia has to be with the meduberes. He can't do the bia with the father. He has to do it with the meduberes. I would think that a shtar kiddushin is kilo, you give a paper, you marry to me, and she holds a paper that she's married. She has a paper that she's married. I would think that the father cannot accept it. Could be, he could say, he could mask him that the guy will be Mekadesh, or it could be the shtar will be given to the daughter. Zogt Rashi, v'hu mekabel. Hashem Bia, what already is the Chiddush? Zogt Rashi, two words. What is the Chiddush and Bia? What's Zogt Rashi? What is the Chiddush? Baal Kolcho. Baal Kolcho. I would think he could be Mekadesh, but not Baal Kolcho. If she doesn't want, he can't do it. Why? Are in Kesef, he could do it Baal Kolcho. B'shtar, he could do it Baal Kolcho. Rashi is mashma, only in Bia is a Chiddush of Baal Kolcho. The Siba is very poshut. Why in Bia is a Chiddush of Baal Kolcho? Pshat is two reasons. One reason the Achronim say, I have a tzad that the father doesn't have a right to force her daughter to do something in her body. It's her life, it's her body. He doesn't have a koach to force her. He can't hit her, he can't do what he wants to her. This is doing something begufa, something better. And we said already a couple of times that the bia is a cheftz of amaisa issues. She yells she doesn't want it. Well, where's the marriage here? She screams no. Mized do issues. Komashmal on that he could. But the chiddush of the zaka is in a bia that is baal kolcho. So vinitvi, Rashi is maimi that is three chiddush. And kesef and shtar and bia. Kesef that he's the owner of the kesef. And shtar, mishuma Rashi didn't say that he's the owner of the Nile. Maybe it was pshita. Maybe Rashi didn't feel his surah. No, maybe later we'll explain why Rashi didn't say it. I think we'll explain in good pshat. But Rashi said in the shtar the chiddush is that he's the mekabel of the shtar. And in bia the chiddush is that he could do it baal kolcho. I would think that he cannot do it baal kolcho. There's a chiddush that he could do the bia baal kolcho. And he has a koyach. These are the three chiddushim in the Mishnah. לא מזנטס. האב זקי בביטו. מפורש בירושלמי שיש לו זכוס בביו שנויסנים לו זכר לקדש בביו. So the מפורשים explain, it's not that the פשט רשי is חוילק in the ירושלמי. רשי himself learns like the ירושלמי. רשי later will see in the סוגי הבשס בפגם says the father could charge. The father could charge for the beer. The father has a koyach to charge for the beer. But Rashi didn't learn that this is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that he does it baal kolcho. He has a koyach to mekadesh. It's the chiddush that he's a zakai to make a maisa kiddushin, and he's a zakai. Or it's included in that he can. He has a koyach to do it even baal kolcho. He's a zakai, and the kesef belongs to him, and he's the mekabel of the shtar. He has a schus on the bia. The Yerushalmi is coming to Aranzetz. That the word zakai was mashma to the Yerushalmi that it's a shavius of money. What he could do in Baal Kolcho is not negat the shavius. The Mishnah there saying zakai is mashma, he has a schus momen. So while zakai is mashma a schus momen, the word zakai mashma a schus momen, so while zakai is mashma a schus momen, b'meile, the Yerushalmi is coming to uptaich the word zakai. When I say the Ritva and the Meiri bring it down, zog the Yerushalmi, bishlei mekesef v'shtar niche. Zog the Meiri pshat, kesef, zakai, he gets the money. Shtar, zog the Meiri, he gets the nayo, the paper. Aval bia, what he gets, zog the Yerushalmi, he could charge. He could charge for the bia. Now what do you mean he could charge for the bia? So when you see the Lashon HaRitva, you can understand it in two ways. You can understand charge, he could, how do you call it, you know, blackmail. As a, you want it? I'm charging you. You want me to move? Pay me $1 million. I'm not moving. You want to marry my daughter? I'm the one that can marry her. I could take the price. But it doesn't mean that he really owns it. You want me not to fashmutz, you pay me. Yeah? So then you don't fashmutz the guy. You owe the guy money. Guy calls you up. If you don't do this and this, I'll burn down your store. If you don't give me $1 million. Okay, I'll give you $1 million. Then you don't want to give him. You owe him? No. Why? Mechtesa. You have a right to Mekadosh. I convince you. I promise you I'll give you money. Sigonish. And the Ritva is mashma Val, it's my schus. So, I was masking to sell my daughter. I got a kiddushin for the selling. But I priced it that I'm asking to do the Maisi Kiddushim. I'm the owner and the Maisi Kiddushim. While I'm the owner and the Maisi Kiddushim, and I charge for the Maisi Kiddushim, so you owe me that money. It's a av zakai. It's not the pshat, ho av yochol, you could come with a stick and say, listen, I'm the one that could decide, so if you don't pay me, you don't pay me. No, if you don't pay me, you don't pay me. You don't pay me, you don't pay me. No. So I'm explaining. We'll be very clear, I'll not have to explain it. But the vote of Zakai is, not the pshat stamp that he could come with a stick and say, listen, if you don't pay me, I will make you to do it. It's a Zakai. As he's mashma in the read. It's mainly he's a Zakai because he's a b'shtar b'bebir. He has a chidush. Till here it's glad. The problem is when you open the Tesis HaRosh. Tesis HaRosh says, so lemaisa, the word zakai is only gishmak in kesef and in bia. Kesef, he gets the money, and bia, he charges. Shtar is agav. And shtar, the Yerushalmi taki doesn't have a teretz on shtar. Now Yerushalmi state that shtar was never a kash. The nayo. The Teis HaRosh brings a different. The chiddush of zakai is in kesef. The chiddush of zakai is in bia, and shtar taka is no chiddush. Agav kesef and bia, tani zakai. And I'm not asking you from denial. The denial is gomish. I'm asking you a kasha. The same way he could charge when he does the bia, he could charge when he does the shtar. Why it's more in bia from shtar? Read the lashon of Teis HaRosh. Again, the Meiri stay denial, and the Ritva is mashma denial. And Kilo, what it be? Be is he could charge. The Yisarosh Av Zakai Meforish BeYerushalmi sheyesh lo ischus bebiya shenoisim lischar lekatcha bebiya veAgav kesef bebiya tone zakai. What it means? VeAgav kesef bebiya tone zakai, even though in shtar not. Umiul if in Gemara didan. I don't know where it's Gemara Didan. But it's okay. Maybe it's avoided to find it in the sugya. Umiul if Gemara Didan, korischus sheyesh lo koyach lekabel kiddusha. This is the way Rashi learned. As a koyach to mekabel kiddusha, like a bebiya, at least Rashi learned that. And as another chiddush in the kesef, in the shtar, in the bia. But not the pshat that has to be a mom and dike answer. It's a rosh when he's pesach tos pesach. I mean, the Rashba also says it, that the Zakai, Rashi learned the Zakai means he's the Bailim, which has to be a Chiddush. So in Kesef is a Chiddush that he gets the money, Shtar that he's Mekabel the Shtar, what would be that Chiddush? And then be it that he could do it by Al-Korcho. But the Yerushalmi learns the Zakai has to be Misparish, a Shavius of money. Kesef makes sense, Bia makes sense, Shtar is Agav. Why Shtar is Agav? Okay, so the Miri says Nayo. Abel Lechura, the same way you could charge. For the beer, he could charge for the shtar. Zogt Reb Ruchber, weiss tois in the Teisus HaRosh, he learned different in Teisus. He's not charging, for sure, not like I said, blackmail, stop. And he's not charging, if you want to do the Maise, I'm charging. No, it's not Megia. This is not called Zakai. Zakai means he's charging for schar beer. Azei di Esnan. The Musik of Esnan. Yisha says she's masking to do a bia and she wants, that's Mechayev. We see in Yehuda that he was terech to send the gdi. He says, I'm mechuyev a gdi. I promise the gdi. As a Muslim, esnan zayna, esnan bia, is a price. So he's the owner of the bia. It's a modern zah. Ari be'etzem, he's doing a maisi kiddush. But he has a, he can't give his daughter for znus. He can't sell her for znus. But he could sell her for a Maisa Kiddushin, and he's charging not for the Maisa Kiddushin. He's charging for the Anoas Bias Kiddushin. That guy is masking to pay for Anoas Bia. So normally he doesn't have a right to sell his daughter for Znus. But he could sell her for Bias Kiddushin. אז זה ברוך בא לו יש פשט.
Could be, Stasis,
could be, I don't know. That the shop is mashman the meiri, the zake lefi the Yerushalmi zake b'momen kesef means kesef, shtar means nayo, and beer means moisro lebeer, moisro lekidushin beer, and the lashon of the ritva is vali has a koyach for the meisa kidushin, he could charge for it. So we said again, it's a bailus. He's the bailin to mekadesh. He could charge for his meisa how much he wants, but it's not negiah to the beer be'etzer. And this is the Zakah of the Yerushalmi. The Yisarosh says no. But because of the Zakah is he has a schus in the money, and the beer belongs to him, he could charge Hanoas beer. Hanoas beer is Kiddushin. And Shtar is Taki Agav, Zokter. And Shtar is Taki Agav. Rashi is learning the Gemara not like that. And the Yisarosh says close. Gemara Dida. Gemara Dida. That Mishuma, it's not the Pshat Stam Punk is a Rashi Punk in the Taser before the Tchilas Asuya. We're saying Rashi is explaining that the Zaken means that he's the owner. And God is a Chidush in everyone that he gets the money and he's the one that can receive the Shtar and he can do it by the Koro. Oh, but this is the Zakai of the Sugya Didan, and Yerushalmi is a Amber Ezach. And Yerushalmi is a Amber Ezach. And then we see Be'etzem Rashi did not go like the Yerushalmi. The Zaki did not have to uptight in a moment. Why? We don't know. Oh, but the Sarosh speaks it out close. This is the Amodas Advori. But if you see the Lashonis HaMeiri, there's a Shtigel Mashma Stam, Mamish, very Balabatish, Kilo Stam. If you want, pay me. Kilo, no Shaykh is the Zakai. There's Mashma a little bit more. Come over. You want it, pay. Not Kilo, it's a Bailis. It's a Bailis. But in Ritva Advorim Mesudorim, Tesarosh Advorim Mesudorim, and this is the Amodas Advorim. And if we go back to Rashi, Kesef we said, Klo. Beer, we said klo. Shnal, the val, we didn't say so klo. Rashi did not want to say the nayo, did not want to say the baal kolcho. Rashi said that the val is mekabel the shtar, dos alein is the chidush, was not klo exactly, if it's a chidush, and what is the chidush, medivrei Rashi. Let us end the Gemara. So, frek the Gemara, so what is the moker for kiddushi kesef, and then what is the moker that the father gets the money? Omar Rabbi Yudah, Omar Abda, Omar Kovi, Yotzor Chinom en Kesef. En Kesef lo den ze, aber ish Kesef lo den acher, umay ninu af. So even that Loshen HaGemore is, ish Kesef lo den acher, nein, but ish is Yoytzef in the other, and is no money. But ish is Yoytzef in the other, shus is money. So about the Loshen HaGemore is mashma, that is Kesef lo den acher, umay ninu af. Aber the Gemore Rashi miyad explains that it doesn't mean, it means that yesh Kesef be Yotzia Acheres. When she gets married as a kesef, she's yoytze, but it doesn't mean that it belongs to the father. And I want to explain why it cannot have to dafka belong to the father. The Gemara learns now that this is the mocker of Kiddushi Kesef, right? Kiddushi Kesef is not only by a ktano. Kiddushi Kesef is also by a gdoila. So avada the posuk doesn't mean dafka that money will go to the father. Kiddushi Kesef will go to everyone. Kiddushi Kesef will go to everyone. Lav davka to the father. So frek the Gemara, ve'im el edido. Ve'im el edido. Maybe ein echanami is Kiddushi Kesef, but the money goes to her. So stop. When the Gemara had a tzad now, ve'im el edido. What the Gemara meant, ve'im el edido? How the money will go to her? So that the miluim learns pshat. Maybe by you it's pashut. I'm afkir because I think Avinezer did not learn like that. That the father will do the ma'aser kiddushin, and after the father will do the ma'aser kiddushin, he will give only the money over to her.
I could have learned the Gemara different. The father stands, and the guy has to give the money to the girl. I think we saw in Shtar, we had such a tzad that the money would go to the straight. That Miluim says that it's pushed to him in the Havamid of the Gemara Vehim El Adido, not the Pshat. So the father will be Zoiche, and then he will give it to her. Not exactly, I mean. What's that? What they get? Like this is the way you learn the Gemara? How you learn Pshat Vehim El Adido? Give it straight to her? Or the father, and then he gives it to the daughter? If you didn't think about this, I didn't think about it. Don't decide now. I'm asking, but the Gemara says, Ve'im el adido, what the Gemara means. What? Ve'im el adido, I have against the Ochel, 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 is a yes came to Achaz, but I don't did it all have it. It's the answer to the Gemara. It's not Poshet. It's not Poshet. We'll get to the Taras of the Gemara in a second. I don't know, I'm asking you how you learn. What? She gets the money, she can't do the Maisa Kinyan. She's a Ketana, she doesn't have a Das. So he does the Kinyan. But when you give a Kesef, when you give a Kesef to the Isha, she has to be Zoyche?
Yes.
I'm stunned. When you give a kesef to Isha 20 years old under the chuppah, she has to be Zoyche in the money? Pasha. We said it both. Totally said not. We said it. Yes. Pasha, she has to be Zoyche. Sure, she has to be Zoyche? We said maybe it's only a mice in a sinna. We spoke about it. Not so sure. Aber lama zogen that she has to be Zoyche. Now you go to a ketana, she can be Zoyche. She can't be Zoyche. Says one side to understand Pshat. There's one side to understand Pshat. Understand Pshat as well. That the father will get the money, as they don't have the miluim, and we have to learn like Unzor will have the miluim. The father will get the money, and the father will pass over the money to the girl. This is the Ve'emel Adido. He has to. On them is supposed to Ve'emel Adido. I mean, he doesn't have to. If he doesn't have to, so what is the Gemara? But she says, what is the Gemara if not that? If he doesn't have to, he could keep the Gemara. So it's Nishkin Ve'emel Adido. The aim of the Dido, that he will get the money and he will have to give it to her. I don't know how he will manage to give it to her. He has to be Zeicha himself, maybe. He does the Maisekinian. He has to do the Maisekinian. Has to do the Maisekinian. The aim of the Dido, he will have to do the Maisekinian and then he will have to give it to her. Nishklo, how he will give it to her. How he's mezakit to her. She's a ketana. How the money will go over. What? There's no rush. So we're learning, we'll go like the Avnei Miluim. The aim of the Dido, the father will be mekabel the kesef. The father is mekabel the kesef. The father is mekabel the kesef. The father is mekabel the kesef, and he gives it to her. Also, maybe it's muchach like this to learn pshat. The Talmid Rashba is the only one that learns like some of you had a hava mina that ve'im el adido the Gemara meant in this shlav that she could be mekabel kiddushin herself, and then it will only go anayro. But it's mepashas avad. Let me to the side. Just everyone get fatuma. It's enough. That Ve'im El Adido meant that she will do the Ma'aseh Kiddushin and she and everything will go through her. But we'll learn the vial as every day after Miluim. Hochi Ashto, Ovi, Mekabel Kiddushin. That we knew the whole time.
Not that now we're mechadesh it. It's a miluim like that, the miluim. Hochi ashto, avio mekabel kiddusha adichsiv es bidin osati lo isha zeh, vehi ushok lo kaspo. He's doing the ma'isa kiddushin. And she will get the money? So the Bible goes like that, the miluim. What is the teretz of the Gemara? Zok trash. Thank you. What is the teretz of the Gemara? What is the teretz of the Gemara? Hashto avio mekabel kiddusha adichsiv es bidin nosati lo isha zeh, ve'i ishok lo kaspo, zok trashi. Ve'i tishkol kaspo, bit mie, efshar she'al chinom ziko hu akosu bekabolas kiddusha. So Rashi knows the answer is, if he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, what, he will not get the money? Al chinom ziko hu akosu bemaisa kiddusha. Mashma from Rashi, and this is Be'etzim the Sugya. I want to make that scholar. This is the Sugya, this Rashi. Rashi learns that Misvori could have been that he's the Mekadesh and she will get the money. That could have been Misvori. That he's the Mekadesh and she will get the money. Why is the Gemara not Mistaber? Hochi Ashto. Avir mekabel kedusha adichsiv es bidin osati v'i yishok lo kaspo bit miyo efshar she'al chinom ziko hu akosu v'kabol as kedushi. It's a svore. Stam de teire gave him a koyach. State in Rashi that belongs, it's not a stira that the father is the mekadesh and she gets the money. Nor is a svore. Al chinom ziko hu akosu, what stam Hashem gave him a koyach. So kilu the makshe did not know the svore, and the metaretz answered him the svore. This means some people don't like it. It's not so gishmak. But the teretz is, if we learn like we learn in pshat, the whole time we know the father is the mekadesh. So the gemara talked, well, maybe you could divide the money. So the gemara, it's not a svore. If he's the Mekadesh, Misvore, Al Chinom Ziko Hu Akosu. Al Chinom Ziko Hu Akosu. Not Mistaba. Not Mistaba. Aber Misvore, it could be. Dahin, Belomdes, it's not a stire that the father will do the Maise Kiddushin and she will get the money. Now, I want the Madgish, because some people that like to ask, come and ask, said Al Chinom Ziko Hu Akosu, so we understand he has to get the money. Why he could do Kiddush Ishtar? He doesn't get no money there. Al Chinom Ziko Hu Akosu? Kiddush Ishtar, he doesn't get no money. Especially for Rashi, we're not speaking about side monies, yeah? Al Chinom Ziko Hu Akosu? So I'll just say, already the Tate already gave it to him for the Kesef. Now, Avada the Pshat is, I don't know if it's a Kasha. The pshat is, the gather of the Torah is, that the Torah did not stam give it to him. Not Rashi means, this is what I think, that Hashem gave it to him to make the, Hashem, you know, wanted a person to have money, so he gave him to marry off his daughter, Abi will get a shekel. I don't think it's Yosha. A girl is suffering that she can't choose who to marry, but you need the father. Make a halacha when you get older, just give a shekel to your father. It's not the pshat. I'm saying, even we're going to feed the Rashi of Al Chinom Ziko Hu Akosu, it means it not mistaber that the Torah will give him the koyach on the geld sheboy. But it doesn't mean that it was the purpose that he will get the kesef HaKiddushin. The pshat is he's a bailim of everything. The Torah doesn't stam give you to the ma'aseh and everything else belongs to her. The Torah gave it to him, stam, and the Torah gave him everything. I don't know exactly how to be magdir. But as Hashem gave him the koyach kiddushin, like abe everything, he gets the koyach. It's not the pshat that the mator of the Torah was to give him for the money. But vinidvi, Rashi is learning, we have to understand. Rashi is miming the sugya. This is the lomdus lefi Rashi. That the heft of the sugya is that the father is doing the ma'aseh kiddushin, and misvore the money really could have gone. The money could have gone to the daughter, just grade al chinam zikoa kosum teira will give it to him on them, not mistabe. And the ritva steht verkehrt. The ritva ופרקינל השתו הביאו מכה בקדושה ונכסיב הסביטי נוסעתי לאיש הזה ויהיו שיג לכספו פירוש כיוון שזיכסו לא תוירו שרשי לקדשוש בעל כורחו ושלא ימידע איתו יהיו חושב מקנה ובעל דובו וכמו מוינו היא חשובו וכיוון דאיו המקנה לא יישגי דלא יאבי לכספו דילי דאי שוק לו כספו אי חשוב הבעל דובו ונאה ולא כשליח ואם כן אפשר לקראת שבעל כורחו זוג דרית ודה אנצב דגמור is like this אם דתאי רגי ומקויח דמקדש בעל כורחו obviously he's a bailim and the daughter it's his. If he's a bailim and the daughter could mekadesh baal kocho, why the money will go to her? If I own a house and I sold it, why the money will go to my kid? If I own my daughter, I could marry her baal kocho, so the money has to go to me? Because if the money would go to her, the ritual finishes. So al kocho, I'm only a shliach. Shliach baal kocho. If I'm a shliach, how I could do it baal kocho? This is the pashtus. I'm going out how the way to develop is the pashtus. We'll see different dates. Pirush. Kevon shezichu lo teiru shirashi lekadshu baal korcho v'shelo imida ito es biti nosati mashma baal korcho iyu choshiv makne u baal dovo v'kemo moinoi chashuvo v'kevon sheiyu amakne lo yisagi de lo yevi kaspe dilei. The money has to be his. The eve shock look as well because if she will take the money, I chashuv baal dovo ve'eino av elo keshliach im ken echav shol lekad shebaal korcho. So I'm saying this because machlekes. Rashi learns that we could have learned that the father is the mekadosh. Somebody said this is the aside of the whole sugya. Rashi is learning that the father could have been the mekadosh and the money could have gone to the daughter. Ela nu baya im ze novos al chinam zikau akosu. Al chinam zikau akos. Aber misvore, the father could be the mekadesh, and the daughter will get the money. The einu belomdes Rashi learns, it's not a stira. Belomdes, it's not a stira that the father will be the mekadesh. That the father will be the mekadesh. And the daughter will get the money. That's Bichlal Mishkan Stir. Bichlal Mishkan Stir. Ritva learns? Nein. If the father is the Mekadosh Baal Kocho, Muzayin that the Geld is his. And this is the answer of the Gemara. And Rab Kivei Eiger is Muchach that Misvore, he learned the Sugya like the Ritva. The Rab Kivei Eiger is in Hemshecha Gemara. As the Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara had a tzad from where we learn that Maisa Yodeo Leovio. From where we have a mocker that Maisa Yodeo Leovio. The Gemara says, learn it out from Kiddushin. If the father gets the money of the Kiddushin, so for sure, he gets the Maisa Yodain. That's like the Gemara. So the Gemara that Dalet Amud Beis wants to learn out, if the father gets the maise, money of the kiddushin, he gets the maise yodayim. Frag Rab Kivei Eiger, Rab Kivei Eiger is by us. Frag Rab Kivei Eiger, what is the zustel? I want to know from where is the mocker that if she works, the father gets her wage, from the fact that the father gets the money of the kiddushin. Frag Rab Kivei Eiger, tzorich yun gol, kiddushin he gets because he's the owner of a maise yodayim. She worked, why he will get it? Again, Rav Kivei Eiger is learning al derech haritvo. that the reason that the father, the Gemara says, Iu Mikadosh of Iu Tishkol Kaspa, it can be, has to get the money, the Pshat is, Val, he's the Mikadosh, he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, he has to get the money. So Val, he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, and he has to get the money. Doesn't he say that he has to get the money while he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin? And not like Rashi, that Be'etzen, he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, but she could get the money. And the Rifa calls it out, Der Shlichas, he's her Shliach. Rav Kiva Eger is learning name. He's a Bailim, Frank Rav Kiva Eger. So how the Gemara says in Dalam Mudbeis? That I could learn out that Maisi Yodeh Lovio from Kiddushin Lovio, and Pashas means from the money of the Kiddushin Lovio is not a right that she has money and the money goes to the father. He is the Mekadosh, it never went to her. The father is he's the one that is selling her. Maisi Yodayim, she worked. And not the father. She owes money. So how Frank Rav Kiva Eger, how... What is the tzushta? Bishleim if kiddushin would be that the pshat is he's the mekadosh, but the money really could go to her misvore, but the teira said goes to him. Same thing when she works, the money could have gone to her. So the teira, the money goes to him. So Rav Kiva Eger, kiddushin, it's not the teira gave him money. It's his. It's his. He's the mekadosh. The Gemara wants to learn Maisa Yodeh, the Talmud Mudbe is from Kiddushi. Maisa Yodeh, she worked. Not the father. Then the Gemara will learn from Amma Ivriya. But she worked. It's a Chiddush, as even Mitziyoso, she finds something she has to give it to the father. Maisa Yodeh, she has to give to the father. As even she gives him Kesef Kiddushi. Kesef Kiddushi, Zangam Kivege, Adar Haritmo, she doesn't give him. It's his. The Pashtas, again, with the way the Welt learned. That Rashi learns it's kilu as a shlichas. He's not the owner. She's. He just a shliach. Shliach has a daughter. And the Rishonim learn, the Ritva learn that it's a bail. So vite that the Welt is mekubel in the Welt. Again, I want to remind it before we go to the next shlab. The Welt says that it's totally in machlekes Rashi and Tesis and Heyomud Beis. It's Rashi and Heyomud Beis and Tesis and Heyomud Aleph, the last Tesis. The Gemara says in Heyomud Beis, the Shailef, we found Kesef Baal Korcho. It's a Pirchema, a Chupema. And the Gemara says, Rashi says, Motzanu Kesef Baal Korcho beKiddushin, Shav Mekabel Kiddushin leBitei Baal Korcho. Motzanu Kesef Kiddushin Baal Korcho, Shav Mekabel Kiddushin leBitei Baal Korcho. Zok Tesis in Heyomud Aleph, the bottom Tesis. Kesef Kiddushin Baal Kocho, never. Ha'av Mekabel Kiddushin Baal Kocho, he's the Bailim, it's not called Baal Kocho. Rashi calls it Kesef Kiddushin Baal Kocho Ashkechon, Legabi Pirchas. Why it's called Ashkechon, Legabi Pirchas? Because Lemaise, the daughter is the daughter, and in this case, the father is doing it Baal Kocho. It's not called Baal Kocho. He's the Mekadosh, it was Baal Kocho. I sell a potato, it's Baal Kocho, because the potato doesn't want to be sold. I'm selling my daughter, I have a right completely. Here's the machlekes. Tesis and they're going al derech harishonim, al derech haritva, that the father is a bailim gomu. And the mele, the yesoid of the answer of the gemara is, zog the ritva, iu mekabel ki, iu mekabel ki noshov, iu tishkol kaspo, ai tochen, he's the mekadesh, vo rai is doing it baal kocho. The Ramban adds, I have another rai that he's not a shliach. The loike Rashi, for the Vel wants to say in Rashi, the loike Rashi. The father's mekabel kiddushim lektano, ein shliches lektano. As in the Ramban adds, arivada shehu abaylim, ari ein shliches lektano. I think maybe the Ritva didn't say this raya. He learned even if it's a shliches, it's a naya parsha of shliches. Or maybe the reason in shliches lekotan because felt in the minui. So the Ritva didn't bring that raya, but the Ritva brings a different raya that he could do it by al koch. You could do it by Al Kocho. You could do it by Al Kocho. How you could do it by Al Kocho? Weiss du, it's a Baili. Where we find the Rashi not like that? To be Madgish. Because when Rashi was Maimi, the Teretz of the Gemara, Zogt Rashi, beat me. Al Chinom Zikou HaKosu. Not the Pshat, it has to be. It could have been that it goes to her. not mistaber al chinam zikau akosuf. What the Torah will stam give him a koyach? The Torah gave him a koyach. They will give him the money as well. But not from the fact that he's the mekadesh. It's muchach that the money is hers. And so, the regular way where the Welt Alamol said that the Ritva learns that he's a pilot. He's a Bailim go, and that we will stay. Even we'll say Kmechim, that the Ritva and the Taisis are learning that the father is a Bailim. Taisis says it's not called Baal Kocho, it's Ledaitoi. And Rashi, so here's the vote. So the Welt learns that Rashi Weistois learned that he's a Begedel Shliach. That he's Begedel Shliach. If Rashi really meant that he's Begedel Shliach, the Ritva says it's not mistaber. How you could do it Baal Kocho? But the Ritva shlugs it. But the Welt has another aura that it's not mistaber that Rashi meant in the gather of Shlichas. And it's not mistaber that Rashi meant in the gather of Shlichas. Why is not mistaber that Rashi meant in the gather of Shlichas? The Gemara says in Zayin Amud Beis, what would be if a person comes to someone, Shnei Bnoisecho Bepruto? You have two daughters. I want to marry both of them in a pruta. Or shtei bnoisecho b'shtei chatzi pruta. Zok teisus in Zayin Amud Beis, we're talking that the daughters are ktanos. Because if the daughters are gdoilos, so if he says shtei bnoisecho b'shtei chatzi pruta, the father is a shliach if one in chatzi pruta, shliach in the other one, it for sure cannot work. But b'ktanos, the father is doing a ma'aseh kiddushin. Maybe the father could do a ma'aseh kiddushin and two people together. Aber lo yitzur is the shlichas of the daughters, just the father is representing them, avadet will not work. So there again is a klal, that when the father does the ma'aseh, the father is the bailim. He's not a shliach. And while he's a bailim, was a tzad that he could do shtei b'nesecho b'shtei chatzi pruto works, because the Maisekicha I did with the father. Punk, he sold me too, the price of one. But the father made the Maisekicha. The father made the Maisekicha. While the father made the Maisekicha. While the father made the Maisekicha. The Maile it works. So some want to say that not Mistaber, that Rashi had a tzad that the father is not a Bailim. Again, in the Ritva Avada, we learn that the father is a Bailim. And misvore the money is his. And in Rashi, either Pshat will say we have to remember that even that the father is the Mekadesh, but it's not that misvore we name Tzachon that the money is his. Misvore the money would go to her, just al chinam ziko akosuf, the money goes to him. So the easy way would be in Rashi, taking that Rashi and the father is a shliach, but it's not mistaber that he's a shliach. Mistaber that he's the Baile, like Losh Rashi in Memdalet, Be'in and Das Makme. So that being that smakme, it's mashma that he's the baile. So the mashma that he's the baile. So what is that for? So Reb Nochum wanted to say efshar azak mech. And Ritva was staying, and everyone was staying. Rashi also learned that he's a baile. So why Rashi has to come to al chinam ziko wakos? Without al chinam ziko wakos, he has to get the money because he's a baile. The Torah says, you're right that he has to get the money that he's a baili. But it was a svara to say, who is the nikne, the lady? The money has to go to the nikne. And the karka normally is no way to do it. But the money has to be to the nikne. You're right that I'm the one that could switch to sell. But the money had to be by the nikne. So again, the Pashtas, the Ritva learns Bailim, but maybe the money has to go to the Bailim. Rashi learned the Shliches. I was saying, no, Rashi also learned, could be, that it's a Bailis. But even so, it was a Svarah that the money would go to the Isha because she's the Nikne. The money will go to the Nikne. That was the Svarah that the money will go to her. Komash Malon, so Rashi, Al Chinam Zikor HaKosuf, the Torah will give it to him. But the reason that it did not have to be svore go to him, because it was a svore that it will go to the nikme. If that is true, that's a hand good. Zok Reb Nochum, one more step. Mamish, kishmak. So the whole salkedaitoch that the money will go to her was because the money has to go to the nikme, right? about the marshal, the money, the paper of the shtar, is the tzad will go to her? For sure not. The owner of the shtar is for sure him. He's the one that is selling. This is the reason when Rashi said it was a chidush that Av Zakeh Bekesef, we said the chidush is that the father owns the money. Then we said b'shtar, Rashi is looking for a chidush. So Rashi, that the fact that he could be mekabelet. Why Rashi didn't say that the chidush is that he's the owner of the paper? Rashi is masking, he's a bailim. Does he nishken chidush? But even that he's the bailim, was a salkedaitoch that the money goes to the nikne. Was a salkedaitoch that even that he's the bailim, aber the shtar could be given to her. So if we want to mechadet the dvorim, we'll say like this. It's only a chidut. The Rishonim never had that split. They didn't learn that it's chidushim. After the Av Zakai, for sure the money goes to him. They didn't learn pshat that it's three chidushim in kesef shtar v'biyah. The Gemara said it's a svara, the money goes to him. Av Zakai, it's a svara, the money goes to him. If we know that the Av Zakai b'kiddushel, if we learn pshat the father could be mekadesh, avada he gets the money. Iu mekadesh v'iu shok l'kaspo, and the Gemara said it's a svara. So they didn't learn that the Mishnah is saying chidushim. I mean, we explain Lefirashi, the kasha is, say Av Zakai, but mainly we understand that he gets everything. Fidrishanim is pshita, if he's Zakai, he gets everything. So they learned that the Bichla were not coming to say the chidushim. The Zakai, Kesef Shtar V'Biyah, only the Yerushalmi came to say, stop, where's the Nafkamina that he owns the money here, owns the money here, owns the money here. Rashi is learning that it's a chidush. Even that the father is a Zakai, even that the father is a Zakai, but it's a chidush that he gets the money. Because like Rashi said, Einu Chanami, he's doing the money, he's the Bailim, but the Alochi could be the money to her. Just the Gemara says, it's a glatis svore. Al chinam ziko hu akosuf. But it's not the pshat that it's dovor amuven me'elov. And shtar l'moshol, it's poshut that it's moving me'elov. This is Amodas Advorim. Again, Vinitvi and the Rishonim were saying that he's a Bailim. And Rashi, we said, we could learn that he's a getter of a shliach. Simi shliach haza. Or Rashi is masking that he's a bailim, but he was choylek and that chaylek, that is for a pshuta that the money is his. And we have to remember, Rabbi Kivei Eger, we'll see later, it's maybe four or five Rabbi Kivei Egers that are going like that in the sugya. That learns poshut like the ritva, that the money misvori goes to the father, but maybe you can learn out the different monies that belong to the daughter that the father will be zoiche. Because in case of kiddushin, is that zoiche and the money. The hype. Lefi Rashi, he's Zakai in the Kiddushin, and he's Zakai in the money. Hashem gave him two presents. He gave him Bailis and the Kiddushin, and Bailis and the money. Lechinam Zikar Wakosum, but it doesn't have to come together. Lefi Tesis, it's one Zach. We gave him the Bailis, the Mele he got the money. Frek de Gemore. Ve'ei mehan emile ktano de les lo yad lekabel Kiddushin. Aval nairo de islo yad lekabel kiddushin tagdish ir nafsho v'tishkol kaspo. So zala, we'll start. What is the Gemara's kasha? Shitas Rashi, the Gemara meant that when she's a nairo, only she could mekadesh herself, and only she gets her money. It's against Gemara's and Daf Mem Daled. But this was the Gemara's kasha now. Only she could be mekadesh herself, and only she could get her money. Lefi Teisves Ritvo and Teisves Rit, the Gemara never meant that. The Gemara meant when she's a Nairo, she has the option to Mekadesh herself and to get her money. But the father also has the koyach to be Mekadesh. What will happen when the father will be Mekadesh? We'll have to see. And we have to remember, here's ready, Machlekes, and for sure it has a Shaykhis. Rashi is learning that the next kasha is Ve'eme Hanem min ektano Ava gdoilo Iru tayt Shnafsho Vdeo nafsho. She could do the maise, and only she. Because again, if the father gives him a kreach, he gets the money. Only she could mekadesh herself, and she could get the money. And the Rishonim Teisves and Ritma Teisves Rit, everyone in his way learns the Gemara didn't mean only. Avada the Gemara knew that also she could mekadesh, also he could be mekadesh. The Gemara meant also she. But also he, we might see in Rashi that he said only, because Rashi has a kasha, it says it's biti nosati. and it has to be that now she's a gedolah because she's a zayna. So Rashi, I gave her when she was a. That Rashi says, "Bitin asati." We're speaking in a case that he was the mekadesh. It's no case that he's the mekadesh. Lefi Rashi, it's no case that he's the mekadesh. When the Gemara is telling the kasha, the Gemara means to ask only he's the mekadesh, and the Rishonim are different. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with the ganze sukkah. Sorry.